three key instruments. They're not really the key instruments. I suppose the piano and voice and guitar, they're really the key instruments. But these three instruments we're going to talk about in the next three sessions are sort of up and coming. And this first one is the bass. Why is bass becoming a standard instrument for worship music? Number one, the piano was slowly replacing the organ in churches. The piano is easier to play. It has more punch in a way. The organs are kind of lethargic. They're harder to play. Some of the peppier music, it's hard to get a distinct sound out of the organ. So piano, for many reasons, slowly took over the organ. But the organ had that big, powerful bass, these big pipes that produced some thumping bass. And the piano, often, especially if it's not mic, doesn't have as much bass. So in a way, the bass guitar is sort of taking on that organ bass quality. Number two, contemporary music is too high in terms of pitch or too low. When Chris Tomlin or someone like that does a song, he sings it really high, and then you would think the bass part would also go high, but the bass part goes so high that really you want to drop it down an octave lower, and now when it's an octave lower, it's too low for a human bass person can sing it, and a bass guitar can play lower than a person can sing, so the bass guitar takes it over. Or some of the songs are lower in key, and then it gets so low that, again, the human bass singer can't sing that low. And again, the bass guitar is more versatile. It can get low, it can get high. And so what's happened in contemporary music is the bass part is being taken over by the bass guitar. And, you know, when we sing a contemporary song, we have the melody, we have the alto, we have the tenor. But really the bass guitar or maybe a cello or some other violin sound on the keyboard sort of takes over that bass role. Number three, people like bass. People buy speaker systems for their car and they put a sub. There's this thing called a sub now. Before, you know, when I grew up as a kid, I didn't know what a sub was. It was just a speaker. And then you turn the dial to bass to get bass. But now there's actually a speaker dedicated just for bass. And so people put subs in their car and part of their television system. So people today like a little more bass. How to use the bass in a worship service? What do you do? Number one, let the bass come in like on the second verse. So first verse might be just guitar or piano. And then you get to the second verse, a little variety, all of a sudden the bass comes in. And it's like, okay, now we're doing the exact same tune, different words, and it feels a little different because the bass is coming in. Or you bring the bass in on the chorus, and it sort of just takes the music to the next level. Number two, the bass adds feeling. It's like, you know, we're at one emotional level, and then when the bass comes in, for whatever reason, it just tells our brains that, oh, we really need it now. Number three, don't overuse or people will get bass fatigue. If the bass player is playing on every single note, every single verse, every chorus, there's no contrast in the music, and people get used to that, and all of your verses is the same, every song is the same, and soon the bass doesn't add anything. It does all that emotional stuff just sort of evaporates. If you have a bass player playing and you have the EQ high for the bass on the piano and the guitars, there'll be a lot of bass overload because everything is now playing the bass loud. The guitar's playing it loud, the piano's playing it loud, and now the bass player is playing it, and it's just too many people playing the bass part. If you have a bass player playing the bass, let him play the bass part and turn the EQ down on the guitar and the piano. Well, how do you play a bass? Unlike the guitar that can play a single notes or chords, there'd be many strings at one time, the bass player tends to play only one note at a time. The note a bass player plays is the name of the chord. So if you're playing a D chord, the bass player is playing not the D chord, but the D note. The only exception to the above is when the chord has an alternate note in the bass. So everyone's playing the G chord, but in the lead sheet it has the letter G, then a slash, a D. And what that means is we're going to play the G chord, but instead of a G in the bass, we're going to put a D in the bass. So everyone's playing the G chord, but the bass player is playing the D note. And that's often a passing chord, or it just makes for a really interesting chord. Other items on the bass, passing notes, there's deadening, there's slapping, there's ringing note, there's driving the note, there's the bass bass played with the bass drum. I'm going to demonstrate some of that. I don't have a bass guitar. I'm not really a bass guitar player, but we have the low note of this guitar. And so what a bass player would do if he's doing the passing notes, he, let's say he's in the key of G, regular guitar is playing the whole chord, and then you want to move to the chord of C, because the bass player is only playing one note. But if he wants to go from the G to the C, he might want to do a passing note. So he'd be playing G, then he finally gets to the C. So that's a passing note. It's a way to get from one chord to another chord. Deadening. Guitar players do it too. You can let the, you can just play the note like this and you can hear it ring. Ringing the note, or you can deaden it. And how I deaden it is I just take my hand and I rest my hand gently on the note that I'm playing, but not too hard or you won't be able to hear it, just a little bit, and then you get this. Just gives it a different feel. There's a slapping style where the bass player actually slaps at the note. Doesn't really work for the acoustic guitar. Ringing the note or driving the note. Instead of deadening it, driving the note would be like I'm playing the eighth note. The bass player is sort of driving the whole song along. Sometimes he doesn't drive it, he just hits it once. Amazing grace. And with the bass, it just rings and just keeps filling the space until you hit the next note. And because of that, bass players often use their finger and they play this way. They sort of pluck it. And they pluck it because if they hit the one string, they let the finger first hit that string and then rest on the next string so that next string doesn't vibrate. Because the bass is so powerful and the waves are so big, when you hit one string, it starts vibrating the string next to it, and then now you got two strings sort of going at each other. So you hit it, and then you deaden. You hit the one, let it ring, but that finger lands on the other one so it doesn't vibrate. The bass is often played with the bass drum. So whatever if the bass player is doing this, then the bass drum has to be doing the same thing. Boom, 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 boom. They have to be doing, if the drummer is playing, he's playing the bass drum and it's going boom, 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 then the bass player, when playing with the drum, the bass actually makes the drum sound elongated. When the drummer hits that big the bass drum that he has, it can just be and it just stops. But when the bass player plays with him, it feels like that drum is like lasting longer. It sort of elongates it and makes it a fuller sound. So, you know, this is just a brief little thing. If you're a bass player, it's not really enough to really improve on. And we're actually going to make another video with a bass player, and he's going to tell you. I just wanted to do with the PowerPoints to give you a general idea, but the next video will explain a lot more in detail how you can make bass be a help in terms of bringing out the worship in your church.